This podcast is brought to you by Den Braven Sealants, worldwide leader in professional sealants. Wednesday, October 28, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. Some disputes have arisen on variations to construction work on the 25.4 billion rand Gautrain project between the Gauteng government's Gautrain Management Agency and the Bombela Consortium, which is responsible for building the rapid rail link. GMA CEO Jack van der Merwe says that there have been around 20 variations on the work Bombela had to do since the signing of the contract and the start of construction in 2006. Van der Merwe says it has disputes remaining around 10% of these variations, having resolved 90% of the cases. He says it is likely that it will turn to arbitration to resolve the remaining claims. Van der Merwe didn't want to divulge the money involved. He adds that the disputes won't affect the project's progress, with the first phase between Sandton and the O.R. Tambo International Airport due for completion next year. The National Treasury has included a 192 million rand expenditure revision in the mini-budget released on Tuesday for a possible claim against Danel Saab Aerostructures, DSA, by European aircraft manufacturer Airbus. The medium-term budget policy statement indicates that the charge, which is still subject to verification, relates to DSA's failure to meet performance targets as part of the 2004 acquisition of 8 A400M aircraft. South Africa is a risk-sharing partner in the A400M program. The revised expenditure estimate also comes amid claims and counterclaims surrounding the cost of the aircraft. Also making headlines, South Africa's National Treasury supports higher Eskom tariffs. South Africa may set up a fund to boost jobs and industrial development. A newly launched initiative is on course to strengthen solar research capabilities. And internet service provider CyberSmart switches back to Telkom's SAT3 cable. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.